Scottish government workers told biological sex is falsehood invented to reinforce white supremacy. By Jack Montgomery on July 2, 2022. Scottish civil servants have been instructed that biological sex is a falsehood which was set by the medical establishment to reinforce white supremacy and gender oppression. The taxpayer-funded LGBTI plus internal staff network of the Scottish government, a devolved administration roughly equivalent to a state government in the US, was allowed to carry out its Trans 101 course for civil servants during work time, promoting what critics described as highly political and discriminatory material in comments to The Telegraph. A trans language primer poured particular scorn on so-called TERFs, or trans-exclusionary radical feminists, suggesting they should be rechristened as FARDs, or feminism-appropriating ridiculous transphobes. TERFs are transphobes loosely organized into a trans-hate group who have an obsession with trans people in sports, the primer asserts. While they hate all trans people, they attack trans women especially aggressively as trans women challenge TERF's view of biological essentialism around the identity and experience of womanhood. It accuses, further alleging that TERFs have an unhealthy fascination with trans kids and work especially hard to make the lives of trans kids miserable. In addition to dismissing biological sex as a falsehood invented to reinforce white supremacy in some ill-defined way, the training took issue with the outdated terms biological men and biological women, and even male-bodied and female-bodied. Woe/men have face/male bodies, regardless of their trans status. A slide on the subject declares, insisting that woe/men are both biologically and genetically woe/men, regardless of their trans status. This statement seems to be a direct shot across the bows at people like Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, who has previously mocked the idea that a penised individual who perpetrates a rape should be regarded as a woman. Commenting on the training, Susan Smith of the For Women Scotland organisation, which might be described as a fart group by the trainers, asked how women could trust that civil servants, potentially including those drafting legislation like gender recognition reform, have any care for our rights when they are being trained to call us offensive names and told we are hate groups. Smith also suggested that the training was unlawful due to its politically and ideologically biased nature. Perhaps the Scottish government think they are above the Equality Act and other laws on discrimination in the workplace, they are not, she said. However, Britain's Conservative-led central government in London has until now proved reluctant to do anything about such apparent indoctrination in the public sector other than talk about it, if that. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.